Hey guys, welcome to YLF. Of course, it's your loud friend. Hello, it's Erica. So for today, someone else is joining me. Wow. Hello, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Kung nandiyan ka, tagal akong baso.
Hi everyone, I'm Jules.
Wow.
What?
Grabe, Jules. Hello, Jules. Can you tell us?
Napaka-formal nung pag-enter ko. Hi everyone, I'm Jules.
Tapos tumatawa, no?
Eh? Yeah, we were saying.
Can you tell us about yourself naman? Para naman malaman ng mga listeners kung sino ka. Interesting facts about you.
My family? Char. Ano ba? Sino ba ako? That tanong na tinatanong ko rin hanggang ngayon. Charot! Feeling. Ano, hi everyone. Yun nga. Anong taon na ba kasi ako? Magto-20 pa lang ako this year, and I'm a student at University of the Philippines, Baguio!
Wow, yeah, UP represent!
Hashtag defend UP pa rin kami hanggang ngayon. Ano ba? Yeah, I'm taking up a mass communication course. I think that's all that I want to tell the listeners. Ayoko expose sarili ko. Oh my God.
Napaka-secretive naman pala nitong news na to.
I'm feeling.
Grabe. Yeah, from, ano, nung una kong guest, taga-UP din siya, tapos ngayon, taga-UP na. Feeling ko, ano, lahat ng taga-UP, i-guess ko. feeling ko din, okay.
Tapos maralaman mo, gano'n ka sabog yung mga UP students. Hindi sila yung honor excellence, gano'n. Hindi, sabog na sabog.
Actually, taas ang tingin natin sa mga UP students. Pero, joke lang.
Babaan yung konti. Reality, okay. Babaan yung konti.
Ayan na, tawa na kami ng tawa. Kanina pa kami tawa ng tawa. Pasensya na po kung yung podcast
matagal,
na to.
Matagal kasi tayong hindi nag-usap.
Oo nga. Sabihin mo, Jules, ilang years tayong hindi... From 20, kilala kita 2017.
Tapos, grabe, naalala niya pa yung year.
Kala mo ah.
Hindi ko
alam
kung
16
year.
Or 17, basta yun. Tapos ngayon
basta
lang tayo.
Basta grade 8 ako.
Ako grade 10, pag-graduate ako.
Oh, diba? Centuries ago.
Pero nice to talk to you again, Jules. Yung feeling.
Yeah, it's so nice to hear from you again, and not like yung happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year lang. Yung may content naman na pag-uusap yung ginagawa natin ngayon.
Oo nga, grabe. Kalain mo yun, no? Ito naman, so Jules, we'll talk about, sabi ko sa'yo to, I think last week, na yung topic natin is about outgrowing friends.
Yes.
Outgrowing friends.
Which I think is a very relevant topic ngayon.
Grabe, super, I agree. Ito yeah. Naman, for our warm-up question muna.
Shucks!
Warm-up question.
Binibining Pilipinas. My family.
Jules, yeah. What kind of friend are you? Sa group of friends? Sa mga kaibigan mo? Sa mga close friends mo? Or sa mga acquaintance mo? What kind of friend is Jules? Yan.
Oh my gosh. Pangmala ka sa akin. Bakit gano'n pa lang? Gano'n na yung tanong.
yan. Kaya nga yung label ko, di ba, you're a loud friend. I'm the loudest friend. I'm that kind of friend.
Oh my gosh. No one will attest to that.
Grabe, talagang ang ingay, ang daldal. Ayoko naman sabihin, life is the party. Wow, ang feeling.
Alam mo, after nito, wala na akong tenga. Sabog na yung tenga ko sa'yo.
Sorry na.
Pero ano, to answer your question, I don't really know. I feel like I'm a different friend sa ibang kinds of friendship that I have. And I can't really tell what kind of friend I am. Sila yung makakapagsabi nun. But from my perspective, daming pinahaba pa yung sagot eh. Pero from my perspective, I think ako yung friend na hindi laging present.
Bakit naman?
Kasi ano, una sa mga gala, syempre alam mo naman yun since you are a friend of ate and kuya na hindi kami laging pinapayagan. I have very strict parents. Pangalawa, I'm very far away from my friends. They almost all of them live in Angeles, Magalang. Ako lang yung napadpad sa Mexico. And then, ay, shucks, sinabi ko kung nasan ako. Huwag niyo akong bisitahin. Ano, tsaka ano, hindi malalaki yung circle of friends ko. Yung mga circle of friends ko, yung very chill lang. Yung you don't have to.
Mga low-key lang, no?
Yeah, kasi hindi ako ganun ka-outgoing person. I can't really maintain relationships ng constantly communicating with one another. Hindi ako ganun. Mag-feed ako agad. Mag-burn out ako agad.
We're very opposite, no? Pero, pero mo, yeah. Parang di naman tayo opposite. Parang dal-dal mo din.
Uy, madal-dal ako. Kapag hindi ka, kasi alam mo yung nangyari sa akin na very na turning point ng life ko. So wala akong kahihiya sa iyo dahil alam mo yung turning point. Pero yung mga bagong friends ko ngayon, hindi ako ganito kadaldal.
Ah, talaga? Hindi tayo masyado.
Yeah.
Sige, oo na lang.
Ang plastic ko.
Ah, sige. Ano naman? We're moving on naman dun nga sa topic natin.
Sana all nag-move on. Okay.
Yung topic natin na
listener.
Pasensya na po. So again, yung topic natin na outgrowing friends. So para naman sa mga listeners na hindi alam kung ano yung definition ng outgrowing friends, kasi yun nga sinabi natin kanina na ano lang, lately lang parang na-bring up tong ganitong klase ng term na outgrowing friends. Kasi nga, di ba, dati parang FO na agad, parang friendship over, di ba? Yun yung mga term na sikat na ginagamit natin. Pero ngayon, parang lately, parang, outgrowing friends, something new, something na ginagamit. Hindi ko alam kung anong generation yung nagpauso nito, millennials ba or Gen Z, pero
I don't really know.
Ako naman, siguro kung ako muna magbibigay ng explanation, ano ba yung parang definition niya in a nutshell. Ayoko siyang sabihin na outgrowing friends is kapag nag-matured. Ayokong gamitin yung word na matured.
Yeah.
Kasi kapag meron naman outgrowing friends na hindi kayo necessarily nag-mature emotionally or physically. Pero I think the perfect definition that I can give is that when you or your friend became bigger than them, or they become bigger than you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag sinabi kong bigger, parang marami nang na-accumulate na influences from other people, from their environment. Parang, ano na, marami na silang na-experience na hindi mo na-experience. Kaya parang mas dumami na yung mga, ano nila, alam nila, ganun. Hindi necessarily nagmamature. Siguro yung perfect analogy dito yung ano, iniisip ko na to eh, yung kunyari meron tayong damit dati nung elementary tayo na meron tayong favorite na damit. So hindi naman natin madadala yung damit na yon, di ba? Pag nag-college na tayo, hindi natin masusuot yon kasi hindi na kasya sa atin. Feeling ko yun yung perfect analogy na outgrowing friends, na hindi mo na kasya. Hindi mo na kasya yung damit na yon, hindi na kayo fit para sa isa't isa. Parang feeling ko dun siya nagiging doon mo na outgrow. Yun yung definition ng na-outgrow mo na yung friend mo kapag hindi na kayo nag-fit sa each other. Yun. Ikaw ba? Ano sa tingin mo yung definition?
Ang ganda ng analogy na yun, ha?
Tagal ko pinag-isipan yun. Ikaw ba? Sa tingin mo, ano ba yung meaning niya?
Actually, very, very similar to yours, but I feel like I have to put the word growth there. Hindi, I think maturity and growth go hand in hand.
Mm-mm.
But yung growth in on my in my perspective, in terms regarding yung outgrowing friends, ano yung they are pursuing their path to success na. And yung na-outgrow yung friends, maybe hindi pa sila prepared, maybe they don't want to be dragged on sa pag-pursue ng success. Maybe they want to just take life one step at a time, breathe muna, slow things down, they don't really want to take in all the responsibility that life expects them to, especially when they age, when people age, syempre, diba, along with yung existence mo comes with responsibility, sa habulin kanyan. maybe yung friend yung dalo yung mag friends magkaiba sila ng, of course, magkaiba silang perspective sa life and magkaiba silang way to pursue you or a continuing journey nila and mm-mm. yung the way that they nag-differentiate sa pag-pursue or pag-continue sa journey sa life, dun sila nag-grow apart. Yun nga, parang you basically, just like what you said, na they will have different experiences and they will have the different inputs sa mga, sa mga experiences na yun. And that will just lead them to have very different decisions in life. And, you know, yun nga, domino effect na yun.
Mm-mm. Pero ano, just to be clear, no, kapag sinabi natin, outgrowing friends, hindi naman porket sinabi natin yun na yung kaibigan mo hindi siya nag-matured or hindi siya nag-grow.
Yeah.
Parang feeling ko yung sinasabi mo na different lang kayo ng pace. Parang mas mabilis ka lang, ganun. Or mas mabilis sila sa'yo. Kaya parang dun nag-outgrow, hindi naman necessarily na, nag-ano na kasi sila eh. Baka, parang hindi sila nag-matured. Yeah. Hindi, we don't want
at saka
that.
We have, ano, we have very different definitions of success,
actually.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
So, kung yung iba yung gusto nila muna ngayon, yung goal mo nila sa life ngayon is to chill down and breathe in the life, breathe in the moment, the now. Mm-mm. Tapos sa kanila yun na yung success because they have been working their whole lives. Tapos ikaw naman gusto mo maghabol ng goals after goals. Mm-mm. And yun, kayo namang pareho, nakaka-achieve naman kayong success. But the success looks very different to each other.
Yes.
Diba?
Very well said. Well, pero ayun nga.
Thank you.
Ito naman, sa tingin mo, kasi diba yung outgrowing friends, it's very natural. It happens all the time.
Yes.
I can't stress how much it so natural. Parang ano na lang siya. Nangyayari, lagi na. Hindi siya something na minsan lang. Kasi lagi eh. Kasi andapin na natin kaibigan ever since, di ba?
Yes.
Since preschool, may kaibigan na tayo. Na hindi na natin kaibigan ngayon. Di ba?
Of course.
So, eto naman. Ano sa tingin mo yung factors or yung indicators? Paano natin masasabi na na-outgrow na natin yung mga kaibigan natin? Parang,
oh my gosh.
Oh no, naisip ko din eh. Paano mo nga masasabi? Kasi hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin na I've outgrown you or I've outgrown this friend. Hindi mo masasabi agad 'yon. So paano natin masasabi? Ako siguro ano, pag hindi na kayo wala na kayong
commonalities.
Oo, tsaka hindi na wala nang sorry, hindi ko mahanap yung word. Hindi na kayo same ng dati, na wala na kayong napapag-usap. Wala na kayong masabi sa isa't isa. Kasi feeling ko, kapag friends kayo ng isang tao or close friends kayo, lagi kayong merong masasabi. Yung hindi kayo maubusan na sasabihin.
Yeah.
Ganun yung feeling ko sa isang kaibigan. So kapag feeling ko, pag na-run out na yon na iba naman yung may awkward silences. Iba yun eh.
Yeah.
Kasi kapag may friend ka talaga, kahit may silence, okay lang yun. Kasi
okay lang,
Pero iba yung, alam mong wala na talaga kayo mapag-usapan. Alam mo yun, yung andami yung pwedeng pag-usapan, pero at the same time, wala. Di ka parang, feeling ko, dun masasabi na, I have outgrown this person. Kasi hindi na tulad ng dati na kahit ano na lang makikwento namin sa isa't isa.
Yeah.
Maliliit na bagay na lang ma-rant namin sa isa't isa. It's not like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I think
parang parang you've once been so close sharing each other's secrets, sharing yun nga commonalities, parang nagiging almost singular na lang kayo ganun. Mm-hmm. And then the next naging parang universes apart na lang kayo, apart na kayo ganun.
Grabe, ang sakit nun. Parang nagsigin ka. No? Ikaw, ano ba sa tingin mo? Paano masasabi na nag-out?
Well, there are a lot. Ang dami.
Oh, actually.
Una, pwedeng mag-conflict yung values niya to isa't isa and they won't align anymore. Kasi syempre, as you experience, as you make mistakes, yung principles mo, yung values mo, they will be different
Mm-mm.
from yung values mo and principles mo in your past.
Mm-mm.
So kapag nag-meet kayo again ng friend mong yun and you talk about the same thing, now you mm-hmm. have very different perspectives on that mm-hmm. matter, diba? Mm-hmm. So yun, parang one of you has outgrown each, the other.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ngayon nga, you've changed sa perspective mong ganun. And then another, as I've said, mm-hmm. yung conversation, it would feel, ano, parang pilit. It would feel forced. It would feel unnatural. Mm-hmm. Medyo may awkwardness na, ganon. Mm-hmm. Hindi katulad, nga, just like what you said, hindi katulad ng dati na when you're silent, okay lang kasi you still feel each other. Mm-hmm. Now, there's just, what am I gonna say next?
Ano
sasabihin ko na? Yeah, parang you're thinking of, what would I say that won't make this person angry at me or upset with me?
Uncomfortable, yes.
Yeah. Tapos yung, probably, yung mga ginagawa niyo before, they don't entertain you anymore.
Mm-mm,
parang true. Dati, sure, you go to cafes and study together, but now you think that's just a waste of money and a waste mm-mm. of time. You can study at home. Yun na lang gagawin mo na mas effective pala sa'yo yung, what do you call this? Yung studying alone, ganon.
Okay.
Instead of group studies. So, yun, ganon. Hindi na nag-enter, hindi na... Basically, you're not just the same. You're not the same as you were before. Your relationship niyo. Mm-hmm. It's a merong parang it's like an exploding parang inflating balloon. Mm-hmm. Na kapag sumobra, puputok na ganon. Parang you're always the relationship becomes fragile.
Or like there's always meron ng wall na nabuo.
Yeah.
Parang yeah. may ano na, may gap na nabuo na.
Yeah.
Ma-explain na may something na. Alam mo na, mapifeel
mo. Tapos nangangapa ka na, ganun, di ba?
Parang mapifeel mo naman yun eh. Hindi naman siguro tayo manhid na parang wala lang nangyari, ganun.
Mm-mm.
Pero eto naman, di ba, nasabi ko kanina na marami na tayong na-outgrown offense. Feeling mo, ano, ang random question nito, feeling mo nakailang friends ka na na-outgrow? Ako siguro hindi ko na mabilang sa kamay ko. Estimate. siguro mga 20 plus. Kasi eto nga.
Hawks, ang dami mong friends.
Actually, friendly talaga ako.
That's true. Sabi mo nga, di ba kanina, yung friends mo, yung marami kang masasabi sa isa't isa, ikaw lagi ka naman may sasabi sa ibang tao. So, lahat na friends mo.
Friendly pala siya. Pero yun, parang hindi, marami na tayong na-outgrow na friends. Feeling, yeah. Given that idea, sa tingin mo, para sa'yo, kailan mo na start ma-realize na na-outgrow mo na yung mga kaibigan mo? Kasi, ano yan eh, parang magkakaroon tayo ng realization, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi mo naman parang agad na malalaman na na-outgrow mo sila. Parang, it will hit you at some point. Kailan sa'yo, parang magbigay ka ng instance na nag-hit sa'yo na, this person,
maybe
na-outgrow ko na siya. Ikaw.
Okay. Yeah, I think I have a lot, pero mostly the proofs are sa social media lang, so I don't find it that credible. Pero ano, ganito, the last year I have been through so much. Like I've been talagang grabing naging pieces talaga ako last year, sunod-sunod yung nangyari.
Yeah.
And I won't get into detail. Medyo, magiging dramatic na lang to. But anyway, yeah, I think na-realize ko yon nung I didn't pay much attention to dramas na. And I was like more serious on pursuing my personal goals. Mm. Yung, yeah, nag-iba yung priorities ko, ganun, yung I focus more on self-development, on mm-mm. working on myself. And then yung while I was doing that, my friends were like, "Oh my gosh, someone just dropped a new album. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm working on chicken and
tuna." Oh,
yeah. yung important sa akin, they're not important to them pa lang. Parang I feel like I've got more experience sa kanila noon na to the point na I was thinking yung sinasabi niya, it's not really at all relevant. Mm. But gets ba ako?
Yes.
I feel like I'm not making sense. But
no, actually, that's correct. That's true. I experienced that many times.
Diba? Yung what they're talking about, doesn't. You feel like they're talking nonsense, and para sa kanila it's like everything na ganon. When you know that there's more important things in life, ganon. Parang you gotta find your happiness. You gotta find money.
In your case, money.
Yeah. Well, in my case, lang. Ah.
Businesswoman. Ako sa full-time student. Walang earnings eh. Pero ikaw, grabe. I'm so proud of you, Jules. Wow. Meron na siyang business. Grabe. Wala.
Pero yun nga, di ba? Oh. Ano ka na ba?
20 pa lang ako. Mag-21 na ako.
Ah, okay. Kala ko 2 years tayo agwat. Grabe.
Kala mo lang yun.
Sorry!
Pero ayun nga, ako naman, na-start ko ang ma-realize na na-outgrow ko na yung mga friends ko. Lately lang din, nung, actually, itong pandemic, awakening season talaga na.
I know, right? Like you've...
Dun na-clarify sa akin yung mga things na hindi ko napapansin on a normal basis.
Right?
Isa na dun, kasi diba itong pandemic, challenge siya sa family, economically, sa country, diba, ang dami yung challenges. Pero one challenge din na dinala ng pandemic is yung challenge sa friendship. Kasi ang hirap talaga mag-reach out. So, na-realize ko to. Nung time na walang connection sa mga kaibigan. Isa lang to eh, isang kaibigan. Parang siya yung nakapag-realize sa akin. Kasi yung kaibigan ko na yun, kaklose ko talaga siya, nakakausap ko siya madalas, ganun. Tapos, at one day, biglang wala na lang. Biglang, wala na kaming communication. Tapos naisip ko, ano nangyari sa amin ito? parang nung minsan lang, sinasabihan ko siya ng mga secrets ko, ng mga nangyari sa buhay ko. And then all of a sudden, parang stranger na lang siya sa akin. Doon nag-hit sa akin na, oh no, ito na nga yata yung sinasabi nila na outgrowing your friends. Tapos tuloy-tuloy na, parang nag-sink in na rin sa akin yung mga kaibigan ko na, kasi di ba, friends mo nga yung mga kaibigan, friends mo, kay kapatid mo yung mga kaibigan, yung mga group of friends ko. So, yeah. isa rin sila sa mga na-realize ko din na, siguro na-outgrow din nila ako at na-outgrow ko rin sila. Parang we both outgrown each other in separate ways. Sadly. But that's true. That's actually true. Huwag mo nalang sabihin sa kanila, sa mga kapatid mo.
Yeah, it's true. And it's talaga yung reality.
Actually, it happened between us. Didn't it? Diba?
Yeah, it did.
It did. Kasi yun.
Yeah, it truly did. For like a long time.
For how many? 18, 19, 20, 20 3 to 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Nag-outgrow each other. Pero, yun. Pero may point ako dito. Mamaya, sasabihin ko yan at the end of ba?
Talaga, I feel like you should. You should talaga.
I'm gonna say something. But, eto naman. Let's move on. Kasi, paano, di ba na-realize na natin na na-outgrow natin yung mga kaibigan natin? What do you think should we do? Ito ah, magbibigay ako ng dalawang things na pwede natin gawin, pero you can correct me or you can add something to what sure. I'm about to say. So there are 2 things that we can do when we've outgrown our friends. The first one is we can work it out or accept what happened. Siguro, ano kasi, parang kapag na-realize mo na na-outgrown mo sila, parang hindi mo naman din agad na sasabihin na, I've outgrown them. Sorry na lang sila. Ang selfish naman nun, di ba? Parang, bahala na sila. Bahala sa buhay nila. Mm-hmm. Yung una mong pwedeng gawin, parang, we have to work it out. Ikaw ba, nung na-realize mo na na-outgrown mo sila, tinry mo ba na win work out muna?
To be honest, I didn't. I just tried to look for a common thread between us and tried to maintain the relationship na that's barely there. Yung parang I just want them to realize na if ever you feel na you want to talk to me, you still can even though we're not that close anymore.
Mm-mm.
parang because parang I treasured our friendship. Mm-mm. And I won't give that up until kahit mag-grow ako, kahit mamatay tayo. Parang I just let them know. Mm-mm. Na yes. Nandito pa rin ako, ganun. Pero I don't really like work it out. Mm-mm. I don't want to force them.
Mm-mm. Ako kasi ako yung tipong tao na I will work it out as much as I can. Parang,
I figured.
I will. Like, kasi ako yung type na friend na may pagka-attach ako sa mga friends ko. Pero hindi nakatulad yung dati na extremely attached talaga ako sa mga kaibigan ko. Dati.
Oh my gosh, I remember.
Yes, I'm so ashamed. I'm so sorry sa mga kaibigan ko. Na sobra akong emotionally attached sa kanila. So ngayon, hindi na. Pero I still try my best na i-work out. Kasi feeling ko kapag may friendship talagang nabuo, hindi mo naman parang agad matatapon yun eh. It's still important to you. So ako kasi parang kasayangan ako dun sa experience na nakasama ko siya. Tsaka at some point in my life, they were important to me. So, yung thought na parang mag-move on ako sa next chapter ko na hindi sila kasama, parang masakit para sa akin yun. Kaya, i-work out ko muna. Pero, number two, na pwede natin gawin is accept it happened. Ito yung masakit na part. It's accepting na you've outgrown each other. And that's so sad. That's just the worst. Para sa akin.
For some it's sad. For others, it's like
para feeling ko para sa iyo 'yun.
Not all the time, pero may instance na
Mm-hmm. Oo nga. May pag toxic na yung mga ano.
Yeah.
Yun dun siya nagiging parang pero kapag alam mo naman na okay naman kayo tapos biglang hindi kayo nag-usap, parang mag-question kayo. Actually, yun yung natutunan ko ngayong pandemic naman, parang i-classify yung mga kaibigan ko. Hindi ko alam kung tamang gawin yun. Yung alam
mo, I think that's okay lang.
Yung parang,
I think people do that talaga.
Oo, parang ilalabel mo sila kung ano ba silang klaseng kaibigan. Ito ba yung friend ko na magsasabihan ko ng mga life experiences ko? Yeah. Or ito ba yung friend ko na for akads? Ito ba yung... Feeling ko okay lang naman yun. Sa tingin mo ba?
Yeah, I think that's cool. Oo. I think that's cool kasi... very katulad ng iba, nami-meet natin yung friends natin sa ibang commonalities. For example, na-meet mo siya because of ACADS, ganun. Right. And then you talk about this and that. Ooh. You won't talk about your love life kasi hindi pa naman kayo andun sa point na, diba? Although you talk to each other kapag nagpo-procrastinate na kayo, ganun. You won't talk about yung other aspects of your life. Mm-mm. And I think that's okay.
Mm-mm. Kasi feeling ko mas useful yun kasi kapag hindi mo sila kinlasify, parang mag-expect ka ng too much sa kanila. So, mag-disappoint ka lang. So, mas maganda na kung alam mong akads lang sila, mapag-uusapan mo about yun. E di yun lang, di ba? Para hindi ka attached na. Anyway, ang dami kong kinuwento about doon. Accept it happened. Ikaw ba, sa tingin mo, ano pa yung dapat gawin kapag na-outgrow? May dadagdag ka pa ba doon?
Oh my gosh, I have so much to tell.
Oh my gosh, about,
I think it should be yung two both sides of the story, not just yung na-outgrow tsaka yung nag-outgrow. Mm. Para dun sa nag-outgrow. Mm. It's okay to change your circle. Mm-mm. There are people kasi who are committed to like being their best selves. I mean, syempre, everyone wants to be their best selves, diba? But of course, if you take like one look at their habits and the conversations around them, makikita mo na merong committed talaga. Mm-mm. And meron naman yung iba yung simply interested lang on being their best selves. And that affects yung kung how you will live your life. Because the people you spend most your time with, they are the people that influence you the most, diba? Because you converse with them a lot, ganon. They can shape you, they can inspire you, they build you up. But yung ibang tao, the people can also bring you down. Sila din, diba? So, the people that you hang around with most are the single most important decision that you'll ever make in your life. Kasi nga, as I've said, they influence you. So you have to like, ikaw bahala. It's a challenge mo ba yung sarili mo to surround yourself with people who are pursuing excellency, or people who are just laid back lang kasi gusto mo mangyari sa buhay mo. So I think changing circle is okay. If you're nakapag outgrow ka and you feel like guilty sa pag outgrow, which I think you shouldn't. Ito nga, next point ko. Don't be hard on yourself. Yes. Kapag ano, kapag nag-outgrow ka, because ako personally, nung nag-outgrow ako, I was thinking, parang iniiwan ko sila sa ere. I thought about a lot, of times na, should I cut ties with this person? Should I burn the bridge? Kasi I feel like, kasalanan ko, bakit? Hindi na kami ganun nag-uusap, hindi na ako ganun available, ganun. So, as you are doing the self-work, people might even tell you that you've changed, diba? I don't think that you should let anyone make you feel bad for evolving and for no longer being available. It's not your fault that they can't comprehend what you want them to understand. Diba? It's not your fault na if they can't or are ignorant or of seeing the bigger picture. Magkakaiba tayong perspectives. True. If he or she can't see that, don't force them. You don't have the right to force them. You're not in the place to force them. You're investing in your growth.
Yes.
And therefore you have much to do. It's not personal. It's not personal na I'm not spending much time with you, ganon. It's just a shift. It's a phase in life. And everyone should accept that reality. Don't take it personal. May ganyan talaga, naghihiwalay yung mga tao. Not because you hate them, but because you've outgrown each other, as I've said. Meron pa.
Okay, go.
You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. I'm not saying that yung na-outgrow kailangan niya ng help, ah.
Yes.
I'm just saying na hindi mo sila pwedeng, kahit you're best friends with each other, you cannot drag that person down the path na pareho ng sayo. Because you don't have the same purpose. You don't have the same perspectives, di ba? You don't have the same goals. So you cannot force someone to grow if he doesn't really want to grow. And you know, it's not really your place or your job to force them to grow. The best thing you can do for them is to achieve your definition of success. Achieve mo yung sayo lang, yung personal mo. And then inspire them. Inspire them to pursue their own. And if naman ginagawa nila yung sarili nila, if they think that they are, yung actions nila are leading to their definition of success, and then they let them be. Mag-grow apart kayo, at least both of you are growing.
True. Yeah. Wow. Let me just clap on that. Well, actually, while you were talking, no, meron ako na-realize na dun sa second point mo na sabi mo, don't be hard on yourself. Kasi meron akong nakausap lately na kaibigan ko na parang may regret sa kanya na yung kaibigan niya dati, yung best friend niya dati, hindi niya naka-close ngayon. Dahil nag-grow apart sila. Ako naman ang sabi ko sa kanya, let it be. But just let it be. Kasi kung i-hold back na lang yung sarili niya dahil doon, parang nililimit yung sarili niyang mag-meet ng ibang tao.
That's true.
Parang, imbes na mag-invest siya ulit doon sa kaibigan niya, parang nililimit yung sarili niya makakilala ng ibang tao. Diba? Na magkaroon ulit ng mag-build ng ibang friendship sa ibang tao.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. True, girl.
Kaya parang huwag tayong maging hard. Gusto ko yung sinabi mo na don't be hard on yourself na kapag may na-outgrow ka. It's not something that you should feel guilty about unless may ginawa ka na mali talaga. Pero yung ano lang, parang normal occurrence lang na nagbago na kayo ng personality, nagbago na kayo ng interest. Hindi siya something na ikaka-guilty mo. So, sa mga listeners namin na nakikinig ngayon, please don't be hard on yourself kung may na-outgrow man kayong friends. Wow, talaga. Yeah.
Paano naman yung mga na-outgrow? What do you have to say for them? Yeah.
Siguro, ano bang pwedeng sabihin? Nag-isip din, no? Ano bang pwedeng sabihin? Siguro yun din sinabi ko kanina, yung dalawa. It's you either work it out. Parang ano lang din eh. Parang vis-a-vis lang yun eh. Na yung na-out yung ka, tsaka nag-out, ikaw yung
sa bagay, yeah.
Same thing lang yung gagawin mo. You either work it out or you accept that it happened. Kasi,
yeah. It's actually a hard pill to swallow, di ba? Yeah. Yung outgrowing friends. Because a lot of people take offense on it.
Mm-mm.
Easily, lalo na ngayon, very fragile ang mga tao, te. My God.
Oh, laging triggered, lying, di ba?
Yeah. Anything you say, boom.
Mm-mm.
Yan nga, since, what am I saying?
Yeah, uncomfortable. Actually, that's why it's a hard pill to swallow. We are on a series na uncomfortable truth. So, sakto talaga yung series na to sa pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. It's uncomfortable truth. Outgrowing your friends is so uncomfortable. Hindi siya na pag-uusapan lagi, di ba? Na randomly mo ma-open sa group or sa friend mo na.
Yeah.
We're outgrowing each other, no? Parang, ang ano naman, parang out of the blue na, uy, grabe na, outgrow na kita. Ang weird naman.
Grabe, binilittle na yung ano. Ano kayo feeling nun?
Ano sabihan ko nang na-outgrow? Pero hindi naman, siguro ano, hindi naman dahil ikaw yung na-outgrow. Ibig sabihin, sinabi ko nga kanina, no, yung parang nag-remain na lang sila. Hindi naman din ganun.
Iba-iba meron tayong sariling timeline. Meron tayong sariling gustong gawin sa buhay, di ba?
Anyway, ayun nga. Skip ko na to. Actually, may tanong ako na, what do you think is the wisest or the best decision to do? Siguro sa lahat ng nasabi natin, yung pinaka-tumatak sa akin na sinabi mo, yung ano, don't be hard on yourself. Yun na yung pinaka, feeling ko, wisest.
Decision
or choice.
Jules the wise.
Well, ikaw na ba mapalik kay Solomon?
Self-proclaimed.
Pero ikaw, ano sa tingin mo sa lahat ng mga yon? Ano yung wisest decision? Yung best option? Kapag...
I think it's accepting the fact that yung old connections expected to remain the same because it's comfortable. But when you start to change, it challenges the dynamic of the connection. Mm. So if you can't grow together, you'll grow apart. Accept that truth. If you accept that nang mas maaga, and then you can progress gracefully into the next chapter of your life. As yeah. you've said nga, the more you resist yung change, the more problems you will experience.
Mm-mm. Pero eto na, patapos na tayo. Wow, patapos na tayo. OMG. Ngayong patapos
imaginein mo.
Eto, ngayong patapos na tayo. Gusto kong sabihin na ano, kasi sometimes yung hindi naman necessarily na pag sinabi natin outgrowing friends, hindi naman ibig sabihin agad na we'll cut ties with them. Kasi yung sinabi mo nga kanina,
of course not.
Pwede nyo naman akong kausapin pa din eh, di ba? Anytime.
Mm-mm.
Kung may sasabihin kayo. So, hindi naman siya kapag outgrowing friends, hindi na tayo mag-uusap, ibablock na ka sa messenger. Parang ang petty na, petty na yun. Hindi siya, ano ba? Hindi siya advisable na gawin. Toxic na kapag going, you'll cut ties with each other or you forgot that they existed. Wow, Taylor Swift, I forgot that you existed.
Forgot that you existed? Oh my gosh.
Actually, nasasabi ko to na kasi lately lang, nung last week, na meet ko yung mga old friends ko na sa church. Mm-hmm. So, yung mga friends ko na yun, grabe ka-close ko din talaga yun during my junior high school days na mga 17 years old. Ako 16, talagang super close ko sila. Kaya lang, life happened. So, grow apart. Pero, you know, Jules, what is the, ano, parang amazing thing that happened? Kasi, nag-grow apart kami, pero we met halfway, which is what happened to us now, which mind blows me. Although, ito yung I want to relate to our listeners na, not because we have outgrown our friends, it doesn't mean that we can't meet halfway. Because,
oh my gosh, that's so true.
Grabe, nung na-realize ito, yes, oo nga, no, nung time na nag-uusap kami, nagka-catch up kami ng mga old friends kong yun, na-realize ko na, we can meet halfway. Na kahit na ano pang growth yung nangyari, ano pang time yung lumipas, kung magre-reconnect kayo ulit and you have this, you are on the same page, you have the same values, kahit na hindi same interest eh, same values na lang.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
It will, that connection will still happen. You will go back as if nothing had changed. Kahit na dati, right. Parang awkward na. Pero parang mag-ano yun, parang tayo ngayon, di ba? Parang walang taon na lumipas. Di ba? Walang taon na lumipas na parang yun, wala lang. Sorry, nakasmile ako kasi nare-realize ko
oh my God.
Kung gaano siya ka-precious na. Oo yeah, nga, hindi true. Naman, hindi ta, hindi, so yung outgrowing friends to end this, ano, para sa akin, yung ending remarks, parang hindi naman siya something that we should be sad about. Of we can, it's for a short time, pero hindi siya yung something na dadalhin mo. Kasi, yun nga, sinabi ko kanina, kahit na ma-outgrow mo sila, may chance pa din naman eh, na mamimit mo pa rin sila. Or probably at the end of the road, di ba? Pag matanda na, hindi mo alam kung kailan mo sila ulit mamimit. So, yeah, it's about, you know, accepting that it happens. Accepting that we can never do anything to stop it.
Yeah. It just shows how much we should treasure yung friendships that we've built over the entirety of our lives. Diba? Because, you know, people influence who we are.
Mm-mm.
And yung, if you just forget about that, then it's basically telling yourself na, I don't need anyone. I am who I am because ako lang to. Walang nag-influence sa akin. Walang tumulong sa akin.
Mm.
And I think that's not right.
Pero may ano ba? Meron ka ba ibang gustong idagdag na ending ano remarks mo? Wow.
Closing remarks po. Char. Wala parang ano naman. Yun nga, sabi ko na i-appreciate every friendship that you've built. Don't ever forget what your friends have done for you. No matter how little it is.
Sabi nga ng Coldplay sa kanta nila, they say people come, joke. Pero eto din, additional lang, parang, yun nga, sinabi mo na appreciate every friendship, but also appreciate the ones that we have right now. The ones that are still with us. Although tumitingin tayo sa mga kaibigan na na-outgrow natin, tignan din natin or i-appreciate natin yung mga kaibigan na meron tayo ngayon, of course. Kasi, diba, sila yung talagang nag-stick, nag-stay. So, amen. We try our best para hindi natin sila ma-outgrow, diba? We tried to keep them as much as we could. Anyway, to end this podcast, we are on our Tuesday, where we suggest... a song that we would like our listeners to listen to. So, yung sa akin, ako na muna mauna yung... Wala na wala sa... Ay, ito! nakalimutan ko. You're Somebody Else by Flora Cash. Again, it's You're Somebody Else by Flora Cash. Yung lyrics niya doon, sabi niya, you look like yourself, but you're somebody else. Only it ain't on the surface.
Wow, so deep naman. I haven't listened to that artist, so I will listen to
it. Yes, it's so good. Ikaw ba? Anong tunes mo for today?
Mine, I'm so obsessed with Sigrid right now. I've just, nahanap ko pa lang siya na lately, last year ata. Sigrid, Sigrid. My favorite song written by her is Strangers, and you guys listen to her. She has amazing music, kakaiba, but really amazing.
Bigay ka naman ano dyan, sample ba?
Oh my gosh, no, wala.
Pero ang favorite line mo dun sa kanta?
Memories and photos, too easy to rewrite, left as only shadows, holding each other tight, and we fall. Oh my gosh.
Okay, end call na to.
Okay. Hindi siya dramatic.
Pero, I see. So, thank you, Jules. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me in your podcast. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for being in this episode. I love this episode so much. I will cherish it for the rest of my life. Joke. I hope on my next episode, makasama kita ulit.
Just hit me up.
Just hit me up. Okay, sige. So, iaabangan namin yung ano mo, podcast mo. Wow, talagang in-announce na dito.
If ever that I will
guys,
still.
Guys, gaano siya ng podcast niya.
Gagawin ko.
Support natin siya, Jules. Wow. Uy, grabe, maganda ko na ng podcast. Pinilit
oh
dito.
Oh my gosh, feeling ko walang makikinig.
Ay, grabe siya. Grabe. Ako unang makikinig.
True.
Ako unang
aww,
makikinig.
That's so sweet.
Joke lang.
Panira ng moment to, eh.
Okay, sige. Kailangan na natin ito ngayon. Baka magalit na sa atin yung mga listeners. Okay, this has been your loud friend. Thank you very much for listening, y'all. See you next week. We'll never know. Okay, bye. Thank you, Jules.
Bye.